right, welcome to a special edition of the Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? There's a brand out there in the credit union marketplace that's been leaving their audiences wanting more for a long time. And joining us from NAPCU, his name is Devin Lyon. Hey, Devin, how are you?
Great, Jason. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, it is so good to have you back. Studio audience very badly wants to go up to Denver, but trust me, Devin, you don't want them around your clients. They belong right here in the studio with me. 2016 NAPCU Risk Management Seminar, Arm Yourself to Mitigate the Risks Facing Your Credit Union, of which there are many. Devin, tell us about this seminar. What can people expect?
It's our second annual risk management seminar. Last year was the inaugural year, the inaugural class. And then this year, we're really looking to take it to the next level. We've divided the seminar into two distinct sections. Day one is really an overview day for all things risk. And it's looking at your key risk factors from both what your regulators are looking at in your seven risk categories across NCUA, the supervisory focus in 2016 from NCUA, where they're hitting money service businesses and the Bank Secrecy Act, interest rate risk, TRID compliance, and the big one, cybersecurity. We have a number of folks. We have a number of folks, and our keynote presenter, Adam Anderson, he's the executive vice president of Q2, one of our preferred partners, huge player in the cybersecurity space and what's developing there, and he'll be working with our audience for about an hour on day one, going over how do you balance your members' expectations, your regulators' expectations, and outside expectations, aka the hackers and folks that are looking to exploit your systems. How do you keep those three wants and needs in balance? So how do you deliver outstanding member service when, let's face it, no one wants to enter a 36-character password to enter online banking. The hackers definitely don't want you to have to enter a 36-character password to access online banking. And your regulators are moving in the direction where they keep saying more complex passwords. You look at the guidance from the FFIEC, from NCUA, from COSO, and others. They are all saying that passwords really need to become more complex. So it's really, that's just a small sample of what he's going to be talking about, is how do you balance that triangle to make sure not one area is overtaking the other two.
That is a great, great point. In cybersecurity, if I'm a CEO, COO, senior compliance or risk officer, that's exactly what worries me. I mean, there's plenty of stuff to be worried about. Are our loan levels right? Are we taking care of our members? But anybody that's paying attention to the news, irrespective of your political sightings, you're hearing about hacking and cybersecurity and stuff like that. And to me, when I saw that on the agenda, that is a real attention getter, because that is just something I think has to be one of the top of mind issues for credit unions all over the country, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, you look at the statistics, right? And even though credit unions, there's very little in the way of you hear them being directly hacked or successful hacking attempts, they are subject to cleaning up after the data breaches of your major retailers. Because what happens? Those retailers are breached, members' debit and credit card information is sold on the dark net, and now the credit unions are left cleaning up the costs of reissuing those cards and making the members whole. That's why this is critically important to not only get a handle on making sure your cybersecurity is not only at par but better, and then constantly evolving, and what tools are in the marketplace to assist you with that, but then also looking at how do you make cybersecurity just a continued part of your day-to-day? I mean, you look at years ago, folks were worried about you know, loan risk and those types of things. Now anymore, cyber is one of the main focuses, simply because it now encompasses every area of your credit union. You have memberships online, you have loan applications online, you can do your banking online. It's that natural extension of, as credit unions went digital, so have the risks.
Absolutely. And I've said to people many times on the national show that the industry that is trying to break into your member's account and your credit union is as big as the credit union marketplace and the security of companies that do their best to assist with that. You used a great word, balance. That's a musical term. I always think of balance as being in perfect balance, being in perfect harmony. And you're absolutely right. Nobody wants a 45 character password when they're trying to type in their password on their banking mobile app. And I think you're absolutely right. The trick for credit unions is trying to find that right balance, because when Target got hacked, my financial institution had to send me a new debit card, which was a real pain in the neck. And it's weird. I kind of ended up blaming my bank, which wasn't even really their fault. And that's another thing that the credit unions have to deal with. Now, in addition to helping organize so many of these live events and the great events that y'all do, you're also presenting at this one. What will you be talking about? Give us a little preview.
I'll be doing an in-depth hour and 15-minute walkthrough on how to conduct a risk assessment. And it's going to be walking through the 7 risk factors that the NCUA prescribes are accounted for in a risk assessment. And I'll really be doing it on a credit union that's doing a new product. And I'll be walking through from boardroom inception all the way to launch, how to do a risk assessment, essentially from inception to production. Previously, before coming to NAFQ, I was director of compliance and BSA and project management for a billion-dollar-plus credit union. So one of my roles was doing risk assessments. And one of the things we hear from our NAFQ members all the time is there's a lot of regulatory guidance saying you should do a risk assessment on this, or in very specific instances, you must do a risk assessment on this product or service. But there's not a lot of examples on how to do it. A lot of it is very theoretical, or in terms of there's factors that must be there for the risk assessment, but not a lot of how to. So this is really a good, you know, soup to nuts on how you should think about the risks, how you can categorize those risks, and how you can create a risk assessment in the process of launching a new product.
That's great. A good buddy of mine, Dr. David Tuyo out in Florida, uses that term a lot of times, soup to nuts. I love that. It's from the beginning to the end, folks, the soup before dinner to the nuts after dinner. And that's a great way to describe it. Folks coming up there can also get a certified risk manager designation. Tell us a bit about that.
It was created by the same team that brought the industry leading NAFQ Certified Compliance Officer designation. We really took a step back and we looked at what is the credit union space saying. You know, where is there a need for a designation? And the next logical step from just generalized compliance certification is risk. It, for a long time, risk was kept in the compliance space. And as credit unions have gotten more complex and their sizes have grown, so has the risks. So you see a shift in the industry with having enterprise-wide risk management programs. And credit unions are now hiring chief risk operators and officers, where 5-10 years ago, those positions did not even exist. It's very similar to how you now seeing a chief security officer on the data side. So we looked at that and we said, one thing that's very powerful is getting certified, getting that in-depth working knowledge so you can take those actionable items back to your credit union. Plus, the certification is always great to show your prudential regulator and say, not only do we have somebody who's in charge of this, they're certified to do it.
Absolutely. And when they see that NAFQ name next to it, they know it was done the right way. Hey, folks, it's the 2016 NAFQ Risk Management Seminar kicking off next month in Denver. We're visiting with Devin Lyon, who will be helping organize and speaking at this event. And they're going to give you the tools needed to properly identify and navigate the most serious risk threatening your credit union. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Great John Denver. You know, that song, when I found it, that was a perfect song for this. I was reminded, and people under the age of 45 may not remember what a huge star John Denver was. But what I always loved about his songs is they told a story. And that's one of the things, whether it's this conference or any of the other things that you guys have been doing at NAFQ. I think over the past year, you guys have really been telling your story the right way. That seems like it's a big part of the NAFQ culture right now, isn't it?
It is. And I mean, one thing that NAFQ is very passionate about is highlighting the amazing success and truly unique stories that each and every credit union possess.
Right.
And one of the themes, looking back to our 2016 annual conference, was really, you know, not only can you hear us now, which is a direct play on Nashville and the music and integrating
right.
it, but it's really, it's not only NAFQ, can you hear what we're doing, but it's the credit union movement. It's for a long time, financial institutions in this country were painted with a very negative brush with the financial collapse. And you have the CFPB in the way that they're coming at it is they'll do press release after press release of institutions that they've gone in and found rampant violations of law. Now, you take a step back and you look at credit unions in that space, and the credit unions are not the ones that are being slammed. They're not the ones that caused the mortgage crisis.
Right.
We're about saying that not only did we not participate in those risky loans, not only did we not willfully violate the rules and regulations which are now being put in place, such as the UDAP violations and the extreme Bank Secrecy Act fines and your collections payday lending rules, but really how they ingrain themselves in the communities and memberships that they serve, telling those stories because they are truly magnificent. And you have any number of credit unions that are doing wonderful, wonderful things in their communities. And it's about telling those stories because when you look at the tapestry that is the credit union movement, it's so diverse and it's such a feel-good collection that it's underserving what the credit union mission statement is if it's not told.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Denver is a great, great conference location. I've been there several times, both in Denver and other parts of Colorado. Lots of stuff to do before and during the seminar. And it seems like that's a big part of what you guys do. I'm becoming a bigger proponent of these live events because some of the stuff you find out in the social media space, you can't tell if it's real. There's nothing like sitting down face to face with your peers and talking about common opportunities and common challenges and networking. And of course, the agenda is full of very task-specific things that credit unions can do to improve the security and mitigate the risk at their credit union. But it seems like you guys put a lot of thought into putting these events on in places where people can, when the agenda is over for the day, can go out and have some fun. And I think that's a great thing, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, if folks are able to come in a little early on Sunday before the conference starts, they can catch a Rockies game. The Rockies are in town that weekend. So that's another opportunity if they're bringing family or friends to the conference. Before it starts, you know, it's always good to catch a ball game. But you're absolutely right. We understand that asking anyone to go to a conference can be a large lift. Time out of the office, I mean, anyone looks down at their cell phone if they're out for even a one-hour meeting, and you have that dreaded, have I missed an important email or is there a meeting? So we understand time out of the office is critical. We're honored that we're putting on conferences that folks are finding tremendous value on. And we're overwhelmed by the industry response on having conferences that continue to sell out. It shows that we have our finger on the pulse of what they want. And we're committed to delivering exceptional value for those conferences while providing fun activities for them to be able to do once the day is over. We believe in giving them great content to the day, and then they're able to have really cool opportunities at night. We try to implement tours and some historical aspects that really take hold of the area that they're in. And one of the unwritten guises is when you look at risks in the financial service sector, Colorado has a lot simply because they have a lot of money service businesses there. Right. So again, specifically called out by the regulator on there's very heightened standards for providing services for an MSB. So again, it's about getting that experience and looking at, you know, this is a state that has a lot of MSBs. So what are those unique challenges that come in? It's also part of that conference experience. It's being in the element and looking at the actual day-to-day as well.
Yep. And that's what I mean, well thought out and well executed, that tremendous continuum. You prepare, you perform, you review, and you repeat. And as I've said many times, the ascendant brand, and AFCU to me is the ascendant brand. I used to start every one of my presentations by saying history is, you can change with it or get changed by it. I think you guys have done a great job of taking advantage of the history that you're dealing with right now, and it is always fun to see the pictures and the optics of your events look so great when I see them online and in social media and stuff like that. His name is Devin Lyon. He is with NAPCU. You will have the opportunity to see and meet him in Denver. If you haven't met him before, he'll be out there presenting and helping coordinate the conference. Before we let you go, I got to congratulate you. I understand that not so long ago you got married, didn't you?
I did, and I'm a very lucky man. I have a beautiful bride who is a true credit union aficionado. She's a regulatory counsel. She is absolutely just wonderful. You know,
okay, so that is your wife. I saw another lion in the NAPCU, so that's awesome. That's great. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. That's a great, great thing. I've been married for 21 years. And I just think that's great. I know you're out on your honeymoon. It was last month, but it sounds like you're right back at it, man, putting on these great events all over the country. And if folks don't make it this year, I think when they hear from their peers at other events around the country and online and in emails and in conversations, they're going to know that this is a great resource annually, because I'm sure you would agree, Devin, as soon as we figure out how to stop a certain type of risk, these guys that do the hacking and the cyber breaches, they're not idiots. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep looking for ways to, you know, break in. It's kind of an antiquated term, but you know what I mean? Break into systems and hack information and hack identities. So it sounds like this is going to be something that we'll be talking about 2020 and way beyond.
Absolutely. And I mean, as the threats evolve, your program has to evolve. And that's what the conference is all about, is every year it's about bringing the best, the newest, the most dynamic content. So when you look at it, the threats are constantly emerging. So therefore, your needs evolve, and therefore your program needs to evolve. I've said it on a number of webcasts, but your risk management cannot be done with a set it and forget it mindset. You can't only review it once a year and say, okay, do we need to tweak the knobs here or there? No, it needs to be a continuous process. It needs to evolve every day. We still have a very limited number of seats for Colorado, so folks that are hoping to join, we have a very limited number, so I urge you, if you're thinking about going to the conference, register soon. We're about 2 weeks out, so it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous event. We're really looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing all of our attendees and having an excellent, excellent few days in Colorado.
Now, like I say, we talk about practice, perform, review, and repeat. I just reviewed the show description, and I forgot to put in the link to the website for the conference. I will remedy that as soon as this show is over. Anybody that's listening, you'll be able to just click on that link, and it'll take you right to the conference page about the risk management seminar up in beautiful Denver, Colorado. Devin, thank you so much for taking some time out. I know you got to be busy getting ready for another big event. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Jason, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Devin Lyon, everybody, really good.
Yep.
And like I said, folks, I'd highly encourage you, if you're not able to go this year, to make it a plan to really lean on NAFQ, because I think they're doing the best job of really educating people on this constantly evolving issue of cybersecurity. You heard Devin say it. It's constantly evolving, both in how people are trying to do bad things and how folks like NAFQ and their partners are trying to prevent them. You've been listening to a special broadcast of The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand, NAFQ, Eloquent Online, CUNA Mutual, who's also helping with this conference, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? You do not want to miss this conference. And like you heard Devin say, if you're maybe within driving distance, or you can get a good, I know Southwest flies up to Denver, you can get those tickets sometimes inexpensively. It's not too late. They got a few seats available. Hey folks, until next we speak, I'll talk to you very soon. Take care.